This podcast has been brought to you by Race to Monuments Island. Explore a post-apocalyptic world where the weather had impacted the world drastically. Find your way around this world and unravel the key source of the disaster. Once again, Race to Monuments Island. Play it for free on your PC. Byrie number 8. Memories with the Xbox 360 Online Gamertag Part 1. So when the Xbox 360 was at its prime, I would say around 2009, 2010, Halo was released a few years back, or a year back before that, Halo 3. And yeah, I got the 360 around 2009, and there's lots of good memories I had with it. I made lots of good friends online, and obviously in school I made friends that had played the 360 a lot, and there's lots of weird things that we did, especially with the gamer tags and how you can find friends and all that. There was this time where me and my online friends tried to add the most randomest people, and we came by a person named Megan Fox, and We kept on sending this person messages, and they added us, and then a few days later they randomly removed us, and we basically kept on sending messages while they removed us, and then they just changed her. We tried looking for her gamer tag again, and she changed her gamer tag, and I remember that one. That was pretty funny for me. And another one that was named Selena Gomez, and that person that we added, and we just spammed the person with messages. Not really spam, but we like almost every day we tried to send this person messages if the person would answer us and everything, but the person didn't really access the account like the person with Megan Fox did. And this is a really early in when I got the 360. I was playing Halo with my sister, and I'm pretty sure we played with the Jonas Brothers, because it was like Jonas Hot, and it had like four people, and I think there's a high possibility of me and my sister playing with the Jonas Brothers at that time. This one's probably one of my favorites with the gamer tag, with this, Vyrie. And, there's this, when Rick Rolled was, a thing, that parody, we tried to find as much people as possible named Rick Rolled. And, we found, like, this one person that really was irritating, we were irritating, and, we kept on sending him messages saying you got Rick Rolled, and everyone like in the party was saying that and sending messages. And the thing that was funny was that one of my friends were playing COD World at War, and he was keep on hearing stuff in the microphone and in the his headset about you can hear this guy bitching about why people are sending me so much messages and all that, and figures out that he was the guy that we were sending messages to. So the guy named Rick Rolled was actually playing Call of Duty World at War in my friend's match that time, and we sent him into the party, and we basically said, "You got Rick Rolled." Then my friend abandoned, we removed him from the party, and just went on with our day. And I remember that one. That one was hilarious. What are the chances of someone else playing with someone that we're spamming online? Not spamming, it's like more of a sending. Yeah, I guess spamming that one was. And this one just ended off with my Vyrie. This one was a good one too. When 1 vs. 100 was the thing, we used to add random peoples as friends. Then we used to send them to party to invite them to our party, and we used to make it super awkward. So we say like one or two things. Then after I come up with saying So how about them Lakers? Then everyone starts laughing, but like after 5 or 6 seconds later, the person who was there just leaves almost every single time. And we, every single time, me and my friends just started laughing. Yeah, that's just to end off my first part of my Xbox 360 memories, Xbox 360 online memories. And yeah, okay, peace out. If you enjoy my podcast, you can check out my YouTube channel, Robert the Adventurer, where I play a large variety of video games, videos of my everyday life in Canada, and a video format of my Vyries. Once again, Robert the Adventurer on YouTube. Check it out.